We have just celebrated the Rath Yatra Mahotsava of Lord Jagannath. Mahotsav implies great happiness. So it is with great happiness that we see so many people are taking part in the Rath Yatra of Jagannath Dev. Devotees of Krishna are happy. Jagannath is happy. Jagannath is always smiling. So his devotees are also happy to serve such a happy Lord. You want to translate for your parents? Give a Gujarati translation. But devotees also feel unhappiness. Prahlad Maharaj expressed this. That he feels great happiness in remembering the Lord always. He feels great happiness in always remembering the Lord. Naivod Vijay Paradaratya Vaitaranyas Tvadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chittam. Although he stated that although I'm living in this material world, I always feel great happiness remembering your qualities and your greatness. You are speaking to Lord Narasimha Dev. Paradaratya Vaitaranyas Maya Sukhaya Paramutvahato Vimurudhan. So Chaitato Vimukha Chaitasa Indriyata, yes. But he says, I feel great lamentation at those persons who are inimical to you, Krishna. And are simply absorbed in gratifying their senses. And in this way, try to be happy in this world of illusion. And are simply great fools and rascals. So at the same time that we're very happy to worship Lord Jagannath, we're very distressed that there are so many big rascals who are imitating Jagannath. As we went through the streets of the city chanting Hare Krishna, we saw so many posters advertising bogus gurus and avatars. There are so many people who are presenting themselves as gurus and avatars.
Narayana,
And the posters we saw in the city today were only a small sample. There are many people who simply by advertisement claim themselves to be Bhagavan. Just like you can sell something completely useless, so many useless things are sold by advertisement. Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola are completely useless. But they are sold all over the world by advertisement. People are stupid and they buy it. So in the same way, there are so many bogus avatars. They are completely useless. But they have advertisement and a big temple, and people are stupid and they think they are God. And they think that they are being religious and pious by going to such people. Just like here we see there is a temple of Jagannath and people are taking the shatari on their heads. And there's bhajans and arati. So people go to the temples of these bogus avatars, and there's a deity of the bogus avatar, and there's arati and bhajans and shatari, and they think, well, it's all just the same. But it's not the same. If we worship Jagannath, we become purified because He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we worship someone who is simply a rascal and a cheater and who is posing as Jagannath, we go to hell with him. So practically the whole of Hindu society at the present time is misled. They think they're being very pious, but they're going full speed in the wrong direction. So in one purport in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada wrote that our Krishna consciousness movement declares war on these bogus incarnations of God. They should all be killed. Of course, it may not be very practicable in the modern age to physically kill them. But we should kill their cheating business. They can People can be cheated if they are in ignorance. So by giving knowledge of who actually is Bhagawan, this cheating business can be stopped. So the way to drive the ignorance out of the world is to present actual knowledge. Srila Prabhupada has presented actual knowledge of the personality of Godhead Jagannath in his books. So if the devotees who have actually getting the blessings of Lord Jagannath will want to take Srila Prabhupada's books and distribute them as widely as possible. A devotee should be upset, he should be distressed at seeing the miserable condition of human society. And should try to reform the situation by, the basis of that reform is by giving actual spiritual knowledge. So it's very nice that you are all coming here and having darshan of Lord Jagannath. But please don't think that your business is finished just by having the shatari on your head. We have to understand what is the message of Jagannath. Lord Jagannath spoke to Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita. So we should understand what is the message of Bhagavad Gita and apply it in our lives. And try and distribute that to others. This Krishna consciousness movement is not just another Hindu movement. Ontologically speaking, it's not a Hindu movement at all. How do you say ontologically speaking at all? Sarkata, you can say. It's the essentially. It's in the saram, it's not Hindu at all. Philosophically speaking. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for understanding that we are not, no one is Indian or non-Indian or Hindu or non-Hindu. Everyone is Atma. Everyone is a servant of Jagannath. And for distributing this knowledge to human society. So I hope you are all reading Bhagavad Gita Unmai Uruvil. Who has read Bhagavad Gita? Unmai Uravin. That means as it is. You learned that already from the trains. So please come here. Gopala Acharya does. This is Gopala Acharya Das from Poland. He read Bhagavad Gita in Polish. And now he's spending some time in India, in Tamil Nadu, distributing Bhagavad Gita Unmai Uravil. So you should do also. Janma sata kari karo para upaka. Let us make our life successful in Krishna consciousness and distribute this knowledge to others. So if you really want the blessings of Lord Jagannath in a sustained form, then take the shatari on your head and go home and read Prabhupada's books. Take the shatari on your head and go home and read Prabhupada's books. This little boy is asking, he doesn't know what it is. Is it? They know Spider-Man and Sachin Tendulkar, but they don't know Jagannath. This is modern India. Mera Bharat Mahan. They don't know. They don't know Hindu. Garv se kaho hum Hindu hai. Hum garv se kahenge ya sharam se. They don't know Hindu. There's a saying, say it with pride, we are a Hindu. Anyway, they don't know. That's in North India. Anyway, if you actually read Prabhupada's books, then you will want to distribute them to others. So, my advice, how to make your life perfect. Throw away your TV. Fill up your house with Prabhupada's books. Read them and distribute them. And chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And come every year to Rath Yatra. And only take Krishna Prasad. Don't eat all this rubbish, biscuits and bread cooked in the shop. Hare Krishna. Oh yeah, all right. Okay, you want to say, present? I'll say it, Bengali. If he speaks in Tamil, they won't. So yes, on Srila Prabhupada's order, I'm also writing books. So some of them are available here in English, Tamil, Telugu. There are also so many Telugu speakers here, no? Chennai is full of Telugu people. एंड हिंदी में भी उपलब्ध है, पुस्तक और सीडी भी, और बांग्लायो जो कोनो बंगाली है अच्छे तो बंगाली बॉय और सीडी पावा जावे। Okay, so samaptam. Hare Krishna.